Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Christians must reflect on issues that they confronted in 2018 and adjust for 2019. That's the headline. David James, with Bible in hand, comes to this broadcast table to reflect on those issues of 2018 and recommendations for 2019.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Remind our listeners what eschatology means and some of the issues and trends that we've covered here in 2018.
Eschatology is simply the technical theological term for the study of last things, but it also goes broader than that, not just discussing things related to yet unfulfilled prophecies, but actually looking at all of prophecy throughout the Word of God. We talked about several things, and we've been watching several things over this past year. One is the continuing resurgence of Reformed theology, which definitely touches on this area of eschatology. Reformed theology teaches that there's only been one people of God since Adam, no distinction between Israel and the church, meaning no literal fulfillment of God's promises to Israel, and for many of them, no literal millennial reign of Christ, and this is all because of an inconsistent application of a proper method of interpretation. And this also has practical implications with many Christians, churches, denominations, and schools actually turning their backs on Israel, which has an impact on our international foreign policy. Then there's also been a resurgence of sensationalism and prophetic teaching. This really got kicked off back in 2012 with the Harbinger, and then a couple of years later with the Blood Moons issue. Another thing that we've discussed, I've called UFO Nephilim eschatology, where they're saying that angels are once again going to cohabit with women, and even the Antichrist may be one of the Nephilim that we read about in Genesis 6. Larger prophecy conferences with a mixture of solid Bible teachers sharing the stage with sensationalists and in some cases false teachers. These are some of the major issues.
David James reflecting on major issues of 2018 and thoughts on how to prepare for 2019. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. You may notice that David and I talked about eschatology. That's the study of the end times. Each of us must study the prophetic passages of God's Word to know God's plan for the future. We can study with confidence because we have a more sure word of prophecy. That's 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. That sure word of prophecy helps us to know exactly what will happen in the future, which in turn helps us to make right decisions for the future, to prepare for those times and events, and to live in light of God's plans on a daily basis. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...